The Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan again at this time. Come on, Dan. Let's go. We got to get up. We got to get a getting. We're kind of dragging around this morning. And this is the Old Trailblazer. Old Trailblazer gets weary too, Dan. Don't worry about it. We're going to get on down there. So you folks who are hearing the Old Trailblazer, maybe for the first time up there in Fort Smith, Arkansas, over there in Sweetwater, Tennessee, or Kingston, Tennessee, I wish I could hear from some of you. Would you do that? We don't hear from some of you soon. We're going to take that broadcast off and move it somewhere else where folks will listen. But we're bringing you this study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Some folks call it the faith chapter. But we're just getting started. We hadn't hardly got warmed up good yet. But in our last study, we were looking there at how the Lord keeps the faith burning, you know, and those of us who are saved. That's right. That's right, my friend. Listen, it's day and night. You just, first thing you know, Your mind goes immediately to Christ, doesn't it? That's right. And then you're thanking the Lord in your heart for one thing or another, thanking Him for something, and thanking Him for the breath that you breathe. This faith, that faith, the faith of God's elect, it never dies. And the Holy Spirit does it by constantly renewing it, by feeding it, pouring the oil of grace there day by day. Now, that's the way He kept the faith alive in the hearts of those old saints until they all died in the faith. This new man, this new heart, has no root. Would you take notice of that? This new man, the new man in Christ, when the Lord saves a person, he's a new man. And that new man, the new heart, has no root in the old nature. Did you think about that? Or was you listening, or was you thinking about something else? Oh, my friend, listen. Listen. The new man, the new creation, the new heart, the born-again believer, has no root in the old nature. Now, you let that soak in. It has no root, no connection. It does not feed off the old nature. No, it's entirely separate from the old nature and is not fed by the world. You get that? That new nature is not fed. The faith is not fed by the world. Anything in the world and everything of the world is nothing but husks, hog feed, to that new heart and new nature. What does the Lord say? He give you a new heart, make a new creature out of you. Old things are passed away. Now, the individual who says, well, I've got to go out here to the world and get some satisfaction. Well, that fellow's not saved. That individual is not saved because the new nature, the new heart, is not rooted and grounded in the old nature. You lost that old nature in salvation. It's separate entirely. Does not feed upon the world in any shape, form, or fashion. It feeds upon Christ, the Christ the Word. Now, I'll take my eternal destiny upon that, my friend. The old nature feeds upon the husks, the hog feed, so to speak, and it becomes mighty bitter to the believer, doesn't it? Oh, listen. Listen, you go to spitting and spurting and just like you got a dose of quinine in your mouth. You don't like it. No, sir. Let's say, I don't understand you, preacher. Where you get all your satisfaction? In Christ, His Word, fellowship with the Lord. You don't have to go to the world to find something. No, no. The old nature, listen, for the old nature, I would, but with the new nature, there, that's right, brother. That becomes bitter to the new nature. You can't feed the new nature upon that stuff. That's hog feed, just like the old prodigal son. I'm sure that every day he was sorry that he had left his father's home. Don't you imagine that? I like that story. I like it when he says he got up, came to himself, and he got up. You know, I was raised on a farm, and I fed hogs many a day, and I know what they ate. But I believe that old boy was in that hog pen one day and got through slopping them hogs, got over there in a corner somewhere and sat down on the side, on the top of that bucket, and maybe was meditating, and it come to him. Oh, it come to him. How far better he had it at home than he does here. And he saw that he had rebelled against his poor old dad. And he said, I know what I'll do. I'll get up. You know what he did? He got up off of that bucket and climbed that fence, threw that bucket back over the fence and told them hogs they could have it. And he was headed home. Oh, my friend, that's a great story. I love it. I love it. I love it. But listen, you don't have to go to the world to find that. Yeah, listen now. There's no new nature there that can feed upon those things. They can even hang on to it. Drunken brawls, the flesh, and all that. That's not a saved individual. Oh, listen, my friend. Listen. Let me back up and say this. You say, Pastor, I've never seen you draw the line so close in my preaching. But listen, he said, I hadn't drawn anything. It's the Lord has to draw that line. Now you listen. The new nature is fed entirely by the Holy Spirit and draws all of its strength, all of its life, its divine creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith of that new heart and the new nature is divine faith. It's a heavenly faith. It's the faith of the Son of God, and it feeds entirely upon Christ and His Word. With these thoughts in view, we're going to turn now to that 13th verse in just a moment. Before we do that, let me just ask you, do you praise the Lord for faith that He gives you? I'm not talking about great faith and all that. I'm talking about that slowly being molded and built into an individual that can trust the Lord by faith day by day. I know that faith comes in our heart not overnight. No, it grows there. But listen, let's look at that 13th verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. These all died in the faith. Now, who's he talking about? What does he mean here? Literally speaking, in faith died these all. They came to the end of their life. It's a natural life. They lived by faith. They walked with the Lord. They died in faith. And I'm sure he's referring not only to those characters we've already studied, but to those who will study in the rest of that 11th chapter. That faith that they died in, it was justifying faith. It was sanctifying faith. Isn't that marvelous, my friend? Does that mean anything to you? Am I making sense to anybody out there today? Can you look up? I like to do that. Can you look up in the starry skies at night in the heaven and see the stars twinkling and twinkling and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me. Can you do that, my friend? Can you do that? Now, let's notice in this verse, five different things or five workings of their faith. As mentioned here in this 13th book, there's five of them. Now we're going to look at it. First, they received not the promises. Second, they saw them afar off. Third, they were persuaded of them. Fourth, they embraced the promises. And fifth, they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Have you ever noticed, have you ever seen that, my friend, in your life, that you're only a stranger and a pilgrim? Do you know one thing? Those folks, I know that they wasn't as what we call today, but they lived in tents. They never built big homes and big mansions. God's people didn't. No, they lived in tents because they'd move at a day's notice. They would. Now let's look. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims. Now let's name those again. If you have your Bible right there, look. Let's look at them. They received not the promises. They saw them afar off. They were persuaded of them. They embraced them, and they confessed them that they were by them that they were strangers and pilgrims. Let's notice what it means to die in faith. These all died in the faith. You get that? You get that, my friend? These all died in the faith. That means that they had a firm belief of an existence of life after death. You know, death is not a monster. No. Death is not a monster to the born-again believer. Is it to you, my friend? Are you afraid to die? Are you just afraid all the time, fearful that you're going to die? No. You wait for it. You have a firm belief that you're going to live beyond the grave, and that could not be shaken off of those convictions. I'm not going to live beyond the grave. No. Oh, if an individual does not have a firm belief in life after death, his faith and hope is perished with him. Now let me go back and quote that again. They could not be shaken off that confidence. They say, I'm going to live beyond the grave. If an individual does not have that belief, his faith and hope perish with him. Did you ever just lay down, fold your arms, and think about eternity? Like I mentioned a moment ago, go out on the front porch on the night time when the stars were all out, and look up in the sky and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me, like the old trailblazer. Old trailblazer says the Lord saved him. I thank you for them, Lord. Would you do that when you meditate and thank the Lord for the old trailblazer? I could use your help today. I could use your prayer. I could use much assurance. I could use some encouragement. I get letters once in a while or the email. Somebody just said, Pastor, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the ministry. And that does me good. They don't have to tell me a lot of stuff. No. But did you ever do that? Just think about eternity. Think about death. Think about the grace of dying. Think about meeting our blessed Lord 1 minute after death, as it were, or even maybe sooner. Oh, my friend, I conducted a funeral not long ago of a gracious friend of mine, a man, and he had told me many times he was ready to go home. And I went over there and conducted his funeral, and I made this statement in the service that I wish it would have been me instead of him. Wish that it could have been me that the Lord took. But he didn't take me, he took him. Oh, my friend, we'll leave this old body, this old tabernacle, and we'll go to be in his presence. See the God who died for us. To rest there at his feet. Isn't that marvelous? Now that's what it means to die in faith. To die in faith, my friend. Those who die in faith have trusted, do trust their departing soul in the care and power of God through Christ. Now, we'll pick that up in our next study. I just want to mention at this time that every nickel you send here to the Old Trailblazer broadcast radio mission goes into getting out the gospel. Doesn't go to the Old Trailblazer. Man called the other day wanting the girl to tell him, did the Old Trailblazer get all the money? She said, no, sir. Pastor don't take any money from this ministry. And so she let him talk to me. He's 83 years old. He said, I've been sponsoring some of these yahoos. It's got all these mega ministries. But I found out there's a lot of junk there, and I'm going to start sponsoring the Old Trailblazer if you don't take the money. I said, no, sir. I don't draw any money out of this church. Not a penny. And he said, well, praise the Lord for it. And I said, the Lord provide for me in a way of my own, where I was retired from a good job a long time ago. Well, I praise the Lord. I don't have to do that. I turn everything in to the Lord. And so I wish you would help us with that broadcast, help us with these broadcasts. And I'm asking the Lord to give us a new radio station in the next few months. And I can see a little cloud in the sky. Maybe that's going to happen. I'm asking the Lord, too. Would you pray for me about it? You say, well, you old fool, you ain't going to. No. There's no hard cases with the Lord. Did you know that? No, there's no hard cases with the Lord. And I asked the Lord to help us with it. And if you would, pray for me. Pray with me about it.
And then I asked you if you want to give out good soundtracks on your walk around town and go in town. Write me, and I'll send you a packet of Pastor Shelton's booklets. We call them booklets. They're just tracks on every subject that you can imagine. Put two or three in your purse. And are in the pocket of your car. Give them out when you go to town next week. And if you would, I'll send them to you. Write me. I'll send you a title list. You can order them by title. But just remember the Old Trailblazer with you and pray for me.
And then remember my website, radiomissions.org. You can look up there. Find a lot about the ministry here and what all we do and our mission statement, what we most surely believe. And then what's going on here at Radio Mission? But my friend, I praise the Lord for the Old Trailblazer broadcast, don't you? I do. Many folks have thanked me for being here, and it's all by the grace of God. It's not nothing to me. Old Trailblazers don't have nothing, but I just praise the Lord for what he gives us to go by day. And remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.